One side of the coin is all about God's intentional love for us. He died for us. He gave himself for us. There's not a thing we can do. It doesn't make a difference how intentional you are. You're not going to get yourself into heaven. It's totally because of God's intentional love for us. But the other side of the coin, and the one I think gets us into trouble so often in theological discussions, is that the Bible is also clear that if you love me, you'll do what I say.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a best-selling author and your advocate for the family. Dr. Randy begins his teaching on what is intentional living. Now, to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you much, Kurt, and I welcome you to the Intentional Living Center today. We're going to start a series today called What is Intentional Living? That's what we are. We're Intentional Living Broadcast. You hear me mention the word, the phrase, intentional living many times on each broadcast. We kind of like to dissect that term and phrase and share with you a teaching that I did with my staff a while back on the question, what is intentional living? Now, I want to apologize up front. On the day that this was recorded, my voice was a little raspy and dry. I'm not sure if I was having a cold that day or what, but I think the content is what is more important. I wanted to be able to share this with you, and I hope that you'll find it to be helpful and certainly something that'll point in the direction of why, as I say in a moment, this particular topic can be so troubling. Because as I'll say, the idea of intention or being intentional, we often think of it only in terms of having some sort of a goal that we're working on. But when we dissect what the word intention or intend means, it's deeper, it's richer, it's fuller, it's an inside kind of a job where goals are external, intent is something inside of us. And we're going to talk a little bit about that in this series as well. So let's move back over to the teaching studio where I recorded this, and I hope you'll find it to be helpful for you today. If you have a comment you'd like to share on this, love to hear it at 888-1717. As we go through the process of intentional living and learning, what I'm learning, it's a more troubling topic than it initially was when I thought of, hey, let's be intentional living. Because initially, you think of intentional living as just setting goals and taking action and so on. But there's a spiritual component of this. There's something that's really life transformational. And if you listen to people, I don't know if you hear, but I hear people using the word all the time. I don't think it's that they're using it more often because I'm using it. I think it's because I'm using it, I'm more aware when I hear someone using it. But every day I hear people saying, well, I've been intentional with that, or we were intentional with that. And I don't know if they fully appreciate what that means to be intentional. And what does it mean to us as a ministry when we talk about intentional living? And so I just want to share some thoughts today. Some of them will be more of the philosophy of intentional living, the biblical basis of intentional living, and why I believe this is such an important message for us. We have a ministry opportunity by what we do with radio and communication to offer hope to people. And as we talk a little bit today, we're going to see that intentional living certainly offers hope. But beyond hope, intentional living is a very action-oriented, how am I choosing to live? It's integrating not only my head in terms of how I think and my heart in terms of how I respond to life emotionally, but also what I do. I think so often in our Christian ministries, and even from the pulpits or from conferences, many times we speak to the hearts of people. We encourage them that Jesus loves them. We remind them that there's hope in Christ. We tell people and remind people that, you know, it's by grace that we've been saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it's a gift of God. So we talk to people about hope, offering hope. People need to have hope. And as we know, hope is not just a concept. Hope has a name. And the name is Jesus. That's where we offer hope. With intentional living, we try to go a step beyond just providing hope and really focusing on, then how do I live? What's troubling about the scripture is it's like two sides of a coin. One side of the coin is all about God's intentional love for us. He died for us. He gave himself for us. There's not a thing we can do. It doesn't make any difference how intentional you are. You're not going to get yourself into heaven. It's totally because of God's intentional love for us. But the other side of the coin, and the one I think gets us into trouble so often in theological discussions, is that the Bible is also clear that if you love me, you'll do what I say. There's no question that the Bible is clear that if there's a transformation in our life, there should be a transformation in how we live. And the only way to get there is to be intentional in living our faith. So as I was thinking and preparing this lesson, a few thoughts that I wanted to share. One is that not everyone is ready for intentional living. And I have found as I go out and speak in conferences, and frankly, even maybe here within the staff, we talk about living intentionally, and sometimes I see a blank stare. People are not ready. They've experienced Christ, maybe they know Christ, but they haven't gotten to a place where I think several reasons to say, hey, I have to, the scripture says, die to myself and choose to live intentionally for him. And I think some of the obstacles we have to intentional living in our culture today, one is success. People who are being very successful in whatever they do, it seems like when they touch it, it turns to gold. Now, they may be intentional, but they define intentionality in terms of their own activity, what they're doing. It's because of their own will, because of their own intelligence, that they're being successful. So when you talk to them about, hey, dying to self and being intentional in your walk with Christ, it doesn't quite resonate. We can use the jargon in our churches today about that. And we hear the messages in many churches. But actually going out and saying, hey, this is not about me. It's not about my success. But that intentional living is really something more and beyond just my own success. I think pride stands in the way of living intentionally. I don't need someone else. I don't need some outside force. It's me. I can do it myself. And one of the traps we have to watch for intentional living, and that can resonate with people who are very focused on their own capabilities, because if I do it, I'm going to be successful at it. I think another one is the worldview. Today, we have a worldview that says it's up to me.
This is Intentional Living with Dr. Randy Carlson. Dr. Randy presents the next part of his teaching series in just a moment. Today's teaching is just part of a larger study provided to help you live an intentional life in Christ. Find out more about the entire study and how you can get a copy for yourself by going to theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717, and press option 4.
The definition of a budget, according to one jokester, is a mathematical confirmation of your suspicions.
From the Intentional Living Center, this is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's Rod Robinson, your intentional stewardship coach.
You know, it's true. Many people hate budgeting because the process reveals unpleasant realities about money. The key is to be intentional about every dollar. Here's a simple formula known as the 10-10-80 principle. Give 10% to the Lord's work, save 10%, and spend only the remaining 80%. Now, you might say that living on 80% is unworkable. The funny thing is, those who say they can't live on 80% often can't live on 100%. But listen, the 10-10-80 principle doesn't just change your spending habits. It changes your perspective and your heart. It will transform budgeting from a bore to a blessing. For Intentional Living, I'm Rod Robinson.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com.
The funny thing about life is, the more you share, the more you have. Your support for Intentional Living gives hope away to thousands of people God is speaking to through this radio ministry. So for your special gift today, we'd like you to have our new 16-month calendar for 2018. You can start using it this year and enjoy 16 months worth of beautiful photos and scripture, reminding you, you belong here. Please go to theintentionallife.com to make your special gift today. And we'll send you the 2018 16-month calendar. That's theintentionallife.com. And thanks for giving.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name is Robert. The way I live intentionally is recently I was hospitalized. We realized I was a very high type 2 diabetic. And I have decided to start living intentionally by losing a lot of weight, exercising every day, spending more time with my family, not being so tired.
Hello, my name is Javed from Springfield, Missouri. I want to intentionally encourage Dr. Carlson and intentional living. I think that this is a much needed ministry and that he and everyone there are doing an excellent job.
My one intentional thing that I do each day is I get up and I look at the glass not half empty, but half full. And I thank the Lord every day. I said, this is the day that he has made and I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it.
Now, let's get back to the Intentional Living Teaching Studio as Dr. Randy continues his teaching.
I think pride stands in the way of living intentionally. I don't need someone else. I don't need some outside force. It's me. I can do it myself. And one of the traps we have to watch for intentional living, and that can resonate with people who are very focused on their own capabilities, because if I do it, I'm going to be successful at it. I think another one is the worldview. Today, we have a worldview that says it's up to me. If it's going to get done, it's got to be me. I got to do it myself. And I think those things work against the true deep message of intentional living, which is, we're going to see as we unfold, is not about us. Intentional living benefits us, as we're going to see, but it's not about us. There's a second thing about intentional living. Intentional living is a goal to stretch toward, not a bondage to live under. And I think sometimes the message of intentional living for people who have emotional weaknesses or they haven't measured up in life and they have a real performance mentality, they resonate with intentional living because the idea is, hey, maybe this will help me be a better Christian. Maybe this will get me better saved. Maybe this will help me solve all my problems. And so it's very possible for some people, and that's why we need to be careful as we communicate this message. Intentional living is not another system for people to get in bondage to. It's intended to develop freedom. That's why I have the freedom process that we talk about in intentional living, right? Focusing on those godly goals and taking daily actions and habits, decluttering, and then really enthusiastically pursuing those goals. But that idea of the freedom process. And so as we talk about intentional living, I say to us as a staff, I say to our listeners of intentional living, don't allow intentional living message to become a bondage in your life. If you're starting to feel that it is, then you're getting the wrong message. You're not hearing what intentional living is really designed to do. And here's what some of the areas of bondage that intentional living can create. People who are perfectionists will gravitate to this. Oh, here's something I can get more things on my checklist. I can get done and be perfect. You know, if I just do all of these things, you know, I'm being intentional, and that's a good thing. I think another area of bondage is it'll be works instead of understanding it's a love-based message. As we're going to see in a moment from the book of Ephesians 5, where much of what we take intentional living from, it's really based on love and not works, even though works is an outgrowth of intentional living. I think there's a bondage of measuring up. Wow, this is something I can measure up to. I think for some, this is an idea that I can get saved by intentional living. And depending on your theology, I can get resaved, right? And stay saved. In other words, if I continue to do these things enough over a period of time, doing the next right one thing and so on, I'm going to be a better person. And you've heard me say, and I believe this, there's going to be a lot of people who get into heaven who know Christ but didn't live their whole lives intentionally. They lived really mediocre lives. They never lived up to what God had for them, but God loves them, and they're going to be in heaven. There's going to be a lot of people who lived every day very intentional. They lived intentional with their finances and their health and all their work, and they're going to go straight to hell because they don't know Jesus Christ. So it's important to understand that intentional living is a message of hope and help, but for the Christian, it's something even more. It's a freedom-based message. There's another thing with intentional living. Intentional living is a hard teaching. You know, it's a hard thing to tell people, hey, listen, if you want to get out of debt and honor Christ with your money, stop spending so much or cut up your credit cards. That's a hard teaching. It's a hard teaching to say, hey, if you want to have a great marriage, stop being selfish. Be intentional in investing into each other's life. Don't make it all about you. That's a hard teaching. We live in a time where the message today, turn on the television, look at what's happening on the streets of America. Every group is segmented into what I want, what I demand. We do not live in a time where people are protesting on the street saying, how can I help? People are not running around America today, how can I make this country better? Everybody's segmented into what I can get out of it. And so intentional living is a hard teaching, but the reality is it has great benefits. You know, the die to yourself, it's an amazing thing. To die to yourself as a Christian, that message obviously doesn't mean die physically. That's going to happen to all of us. But every day we die to ourselves and say, this is not about me. That is such a contrary message today, folks. Even for the Christian community. That's not the way we approach our Christian walk, mostly. We go to church, we want the church to measure up to what we want. I'm saying we live in a culture today where it is a hard teaching to tell people to be intentional as a follower of Christ.
Boy, that's true. We're live back here in our Intentional Living studio. The idea of intentional living resonates around so many things in our life when we're going after and pursuing a goal at work or financial goal and so on. But when we stop and think of it first and foremost as the intentional inside job of understanding God's intention and then pursuing goals through that lens, boy, that can be a radical way of viewing life, even for believers today. We're going to continue this series, What is Intentional Living, next time, and I hope that you'll be here. We've got some good things coming up here in just a moment, so stay tuned. I want to say thanks first to some friends who have recently joined us as monthly members of the Intentional Living family. Edna from Surprise, Arizona, thank you. Julie from Phoenix. Here's Pauline from Chipley, Florida. Thank you, each of you, for becoming a member of the Ministry of Intentional Living. And you know, right now, I want you to know that when you become a member, you'll get my coaching CDs every month as you become a monthly member. And right now, with our thanks for those of you who will share your best generous gift, either monthly or single gift, we're going to send you the brand new 16-month wall calendar, You Belong Here. It's our gift to you. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Thank you for your support. Stick around because just in a moment, we're going to be talking to our newest Intentional Living content contributor. This is a guy, he's a leadership coach who really gets it. He understands what intentional living is all about.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name's Roger. I'm a truck driver. I've been listening to FLR and Intentional Living. It's been quite a while. Remember the first song I heard on that station that I really liked was Slow Fade by Casting Crowns. I appreciate very much what you guys do. You're such an encouragement to tune in to your programs and your music, your intentional living. I wish when I was younger and had my wife and family at home, I would have heard you guys on a regular basis. It might have gone a little better. It breaks my heart to see so many people struggling in their lives. And I was like that once. I used to struggle in my life, but ever since I got right with the Lord and started studying the Bible and going to church, it's just all beautiful now. And I just want to encourage other people to continue doing no matter whatever you're going through, because not everybody gets up every day to a bowl of roses, you know. We all have all kinds of things going on in our lives, but when you center and focus everything around the Lord and you learn to have a relationship with the Lord, very little can shake you, because He's always there. And Family Life Radio is always there too, because I get so much encouragement myself from listening to music and programs that are talking about the Bible and talking about Jesus, because that's the center focus of my whole life nowadays.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy.
Thanks, Kurt. Robert McFarland joins me. We're talking about what does it mean, this thing of intentional living. You know, we talk, that's our focus, of course, here at the ministry. And I thought I'd introduce to you Robert McFarland, who's the president of Transformational Impact. And he's one of our brand new contributors, an intentional living leadership coach, and has a passion for helping individuals grow in personal development and leadership, and a friend. He's got a lot to contribute to what we're doing here in intentional living. Hey, Robert, welcome to Intentional Living today, my friend.
Thank you so much, Randy. Appreciate it.
You know, I know we connected again. I mean, we've known each other for many years, but as you saw the unfolding of intentional living, we reconnected around our shared passion to help people, to help people develop stronger leadership and personal development and know Christ. What is it that fascinates you when you think about intentional living? What does that phrase mean to you?
You know, it really means about how we can live our lives on purpose and really make sure that we're doing what we say we believe. So as Christians, we can focus our lives on talking a good talk, but really when it comes down to it, it's about walking that walk and making sure that what we say we believe actually infiltrates not just our talk, but our thinking, our actions, everything, because Christ says he wants all of us. So for us to really take that to heart and really live our lives like we say we want to, we really have to take the time and the effort to think through what our thinking looks like, what our words sound like, and then what our actions look like.
You know, Robert, I know you work with a lot of business leaders one-on-one and in groups, and you can probably see pretty quickly leaders that are more intentional than others. What are some attributes you have seen with leaders when it comes to intentional living? What are some things that specifically you have observed them doing or needing to do to be successful?
Well, really, it's about leadership in terms of self-leadership. Because you know, Randy, that you can't have team leadership until you've had self-leadership.
Mm-hmm.
So when I find people that really don't control their selves, I mean, looking at how they think and how they respond, then I realize there's a problem. There's a disconnect, and that needs to be addressed first before they can really be able to lead their teams well. Everything ties back in terms of how they can lead their own individual thinking before they can actually then lead any other body.
You know, one of the things I've taught over the years, Robert, is that we can be very intentional in one area of our life. And it may be like in your business coaching, you got a guy or a lady you're working with who's very intentional with their business, very intentional about wanting to be successful and, you know, getting their vision into a mission and into strategy, but maybe miserably unintentional in their marriage or their family. Have you seen that? I mean, have you seen that when you've worked with people, how intentional living can be sliced into some parts of their life but not into others?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, because I think what we can do is we can really put different things of our lives off limits, and we can kind of not allow ourselves to think about those areas. And so that becomes dangerous when we kind of compartmentalize ourselves. So what I want to do is when I work with people is I want to help them have lives of integrity. When I say integrity, I mean where all the pieces of life fit together. So they're not compartmentalizing their lives. So they see themselves really as one person instead of having different components of their personality.
Mm. Hey, by the way, if you just joined us, we're talking these couple of days about what is intentional living, kind of focusing on the core mission that we have here. And I invited Robert McFarland to join us. He's president of Transformational Impact and one of our brand new intentional leadership coaches and contributors. And you'll be hearing him in our Intentional Living Minute coming up starting in August this month here. You'll be hearing him, and we appreciate your contribution. Robert, when you sit down with a business person, when we're thinking about intentional living, where would you start with them?
Really, first of all, understanding, okay, what has God put on their hearts? I mean, what has wired them to think a certain way? And then to be able to identify, okay, well, what are those things that will help them get to that area, and then be able to identify the different areas of their lives that would hold them back? Because as you were saying earlier, Randy, I mean, the fact that we can be intentional in one area of our life and not intentional in another, we really need to be looking at that, because many times I've talked with lots of people who may be successful in business, but their spiritual life really suffers. Mm-hmm. And until they can get that spiritual life in line, then they can really become more successful in their business, because, as I said before, they need to live lives of integrity. And when I say, and I'm not saying, you know, just being honest, I'm saying when they actually have all of the pieces of their life fit together in, and not just being compartmentalized units.
Mm. Robert, I tell you what, I want to continue this discussion. We can share tomorrow as we go into part two on this topic of what is intentional living. And I want to talk about habits. I'd love to hear what you have seen in your coaching work with leaders. What are the kind of habits that make them successful? And frankly, what are some of the habits you've seen that make them unsuccessful that they need to change? And I think that'll be a very practical thing for our listeners.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Talking about intentional living, and with my marriage, I have the opportunity to take my wife out to lunch every Tuesday. We've set it in our schedules, and, you know, unless there's an unavoidable situation, we go ahead and meet at lunch every Tuesday and really enjoy that time. We share maybe something about our day or a teaching or something that is the Lord is showing us in our own walk, and that has been good. And also we take what we call couch time, you know, a couple nights a week that have been set, Monday nights and Thursday nights, and have really gained a lot of value. So just want to throw that out. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, listen, we're going to catch what you threw out because it's good. Those are very intentional one-thing ideas that can radically change the environment of a marriage. It's a great idea. Thank you for sharing. Your thoughts are always welcome as we think about what is intentional living. 888-888-1717. Feel free to share your thoughts with us. And by the way, that's also the number you can call. And when you press number 4 during West Coast Business Hours, it'll take you right to our staff, where you have an opportunity today to become a member of the Intentional Living Center. And every month, because of your ongoing support, we'll be sending you teaching from our center to you on CD. And a special offer right now for every person who joins us in monthly membership, or will share a generous one-time single gift with the ministry to help out. With our thanks, we have something that we want to send to you, very special, unique from the ministry. It's a brand new 16-month wall calendar taking you all the way through 2018 called You Belong Here, and it'll be a great reminder to your family today. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com, and click on donate, and thank you much. We'll continue this series tomorrow. See you then.